Welcome back to the Shir in Likute Tiches, Chelik Yud Beis. We will be learning the Sticha on Pashas Metzorah, page 78 and onward. This is a Rashi Sticha, however, it's a short Rashi, and you will be able to pick it up, and the postik on which it's based, just from hearing it. If you have a Chumash Rashi in front of you, that's even better, but it's not necessary. Because this is a short sicha, we will also be able to focus on some of the rules that the Rebbe develops for learning Rashi, and also some of the footnotes and references on the bottom of the pages. This is a sicha from Tovshin Chofhei, 1965, when the Rebbe began giving Rashi's sichas in memory of his mother, the Rebbe's Nechana Alei Shalom, who had passed away at the beginning of that year, Vov Tishrei, and the Rebbe instituted this limud in her memory for the sake of her neshoma. The Rebbe carried it on in subsequent years, but particularly that year, the Rebbe would comment on the Rashi at the beginning and the end of the Parshiyot. So this is the Rashi at the beginning of Parshat Metzora. The entire Parsha deals with purification of a Metzora once his body has been cleansed from the affliction of Tzoras. Then he must go through a procedure with taking two birds, one which was shechted, and one which was sent to fly out free, and korbonis, which he offered in certain blood from the korbonis, which was put on different parts of his body, and a sprig of hyssop, ezdoiv, which was dipped into the blood. So there are many details to the purification of the Metzora. So the pasuk begins telling us, "Zois tiye toiras hametzora b'yoyim tohorosoi." This will be the law of the metzora on the day that he is purified. Rashi comments on the words, "Zois tiye toiras hametzora." This will be the law of the metzora, the leper, v'goimer et. And Rashi comments, Melamed, these words teach us, She'ein metarin oisoi balaylo. We do not do the purification of a metzora at night. So again, what's the Rashi's point? That the purification is not done at night, and that is derived from our pasuk. Now, certain meforshim, the Rebbe refers to the Mizrochi in the Be'er Mayim Chaim. Certain meforshim explain that what is Rashi basing his comment on? The words of the pasuk, B'yoyim tohorosoi, this will be the law of the Metzora on the day of his purification. Aha, if it says day, that excludes night. So we don't do the rite of purification at night. But the Rebbe disagrees with that comment because the Rebbe has a rule, which I think this was the first time the Rebbe said it explicitly, that Rashi cites from the Pasuk only and fully those words which form the basis of his commentary. In our case, Rashi cites the four words, Zois, Tiye, Toiras, Hametzora. This will be the law of the Metzora. The word Beyoim, Rashi does not cite. On the other hand, he does add a Vegoimer, an etc. So the question is, if Rashi were actually basing his comment that the Mitzvah is not to be purified at night, if he were basing that on the word B'yoim, surely that's what he should bring from the Pasuk. On the other hand, the word Zois Tiyeh Torah Samitzvah, according to these Meforshim, the Mizrahi and the Be'er Mayim Chaim, they don't teach us anything about the time when he is meant to be purified. It just says this is the law of the Mitzvah, but they don't teach us anything about the time, day, night. So why would Rashi cite them at all? So, in a footnote, the Rebbe also says that we shouldn't be mistaken to think that when Rashi comments on the beginning of a parsha, he always brings the first word of the parsha. That's not so. We see many parshas in which Rashi comments on the first pasuk, and he doesn't mention the name of the parsha, which shows us that Rashi is not concerned to do that. And particularly over here, according to Rashi, the name of the parsha is Zois Tiyeh. Torah Samitzvah is not part of the name. We see this from Rashi earlier. So there's no reason to cite at least the two words Torah Samitzvah. And mainly, the second question remains, why not bring the word from which he derives his commentary, meaning the word B'yoim? Therefore, Rashi doesn't agree with the comment of the Mizrahi and the Be'er Mayim Chaim, and he also doesn't agree with the idea that Rashi cites these words as the name or beginning of the parsha. So the question remains. Now, the Rebbe spells out his two questions. Why, in fact, did Rashi not derive the law that we don't purify a Mitzvah at night from the word B'yoim, which is written clearly in the Pasuk? On the other hand, if Rashi cites the word Zois Tiyeh Torah Mitzvah HaMitzvah, how does he derive from those words that we mustn't purify a Mitzvah at night? Third of all, Rashi cites those words and says, Melamed, they teach us that we don't purify a Mitzvah at night. Instead of saying simply, Bayoim v'loy balayla, we do it at night, and by day and not at night. So the Rebbe explains, Rashi's source is not from the word Bayoim. Indeed, in Torah Koyanim, the Medrash Halacha and Vayikra, and in Gemara, we find that the Gemara does derive from the word Bayoim that it excludes at night, because in the method of learning Halacha, when it says Yoim, it means specifically daytime, not nighttime. As we find in the Gemara in Shabbos, there's actually a dispute about this, whether the term Bayoim Ichluhu Hayoim, when Moshe Rabbeinu said to the people about the extra portion of mon which was there for Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu said, eat it today. Does he mean specifically today that there should be three meals because there are three mentions of Hayoim today in the Pasuk? Or does he include the previous night's meal? So, the Gemara discusses whether Hayoim refers specifically to daytime or also to the nighttime. In Torah Koyanim, in several places, we find that when it says Yoim, it excludes the nighttime. That's in the method of Halacha. But Rashi has his own method of Pshuta Shel Mikra, the simple meaning of the Pasuk, And in the simple meaning, yoim, a day, doesn't mean a daytime as opposed to a nighttime, unless the pasuk mentions them together, yoim and laila. Then we see that day means daytime. But where no laila is mentioned, then the word yoim means a 24-hour period. As we find in the beginning of, about the story of the beginning of creation, Vayhi erev, Vayhi voker, Yoim Echad, Yoim Sheini Shlishi, all the way through it, the evening and the morning were one day. And Shabbos is Yoim Ashvi, it's a 24-hour period. So according to Rashi, it can be, the term yoim can be used either for a 24-hour period. As a matter of fact, sometimes the term yoim is used to tell us about an event that happens specifically at night. For example, Makas Bechoyres, which happened at midnight. And nevertheless, Hashem says that the Bechoyrim, the firstborn of Yidden, have become mine from the day when I struck the firstborn of the Egyptians. That didn't happen in the day, it happened at midnight. So we see that Torah will even use the term Yoim specifically for an event that happened during the nighttime, surely for something which is an entire day period, 24-hour period, and therefore the word bayoim in our pasuk does not exclude night. So from the word bayoim, we could understand, according to Rashi, that you could do the purification right at night too. Where does Rashi get it from that the purification is not meant to be done at night? Because the word zois, tihiyeh, toiras, hametzoiro, all four words indicate a degree of specification. We're talking about a specific law. Zois means this one and none other. Tiya, it shall be, so it shall be. Toiras is the law of, and as the Rebbe brings in the footnote, Rashi said earlier, that when it comes to the parsha of the kosher and treifa animals, the Torah says in Parsha Shmini, Zois Torah HaBehemo, this is the law of the behemo and the birds, etc. What Zois Tia Torah? So Rashi says that there's a fine distinction here in the Shechita of a bird, let's say, which requires shechting one of the two, either the windpipe or the gullet, if he shechted halfway through, not a kosher shechita. If he added one iota, not he added, but if he shechted one iota more so that most of that windpipe was shechted through, that's a kosher shechita. So it's a fine line that distinguishes between what's kosher and what's not kosher. And that's why the word Torah is used, because there's such a fine distinction. So we see that Torah seems to indicate a very specific halacha. So far we have Zois and Tia and Torah, all of them pointing to very specific halacha. Ham is Torah. Also is the mitzvah. The Rebbe adds further. So we have four words that tell us that the following, what's going to come, is a very specific term. What comes further? That's what Rashi alludes to with the word vigoyber, etc. And that is the word biyoyim tohorosoy, on the day of his purification. Ordinarily, the day would not exclude nighttime. But over here, because the Pasuk introduced it with these four words, Dois Tia Torah Samet Torah, which are the words that Rashi brings from the Pasuk. And all four indicate that we're talking about a very specific law. So that tells us that the Vegoimer, the etc., what follows in the Pasuk, is also specific, and it means daytime and not nighttime. So that explains why Rashi cites these four words, because they are the basis of his Pirush, and why he only alludes to the word Vegoim with Vegoimer, because from the word Vegoim we don't know that it means daytime only. And also why Rashi uses the term melamed, it teaches us, because we don't know it from the word itself. But the words dois tia Torah samet Torah teach us about the coming word beyoim, that it means a specific time, daytime. Now, says the Rebbe, there are certain Meforshim who ask a question on Rashi, why would Torah have to specify that the period of purification is only during the daytime and not at night, since, after all, part of the Torah's purification consists of korbonis, and the Pasuk said earlier, in the day Hashem commanded Bnei Yisroel to bring their offerings. So we know from there already that offerings are meant to be brought only during the daytime. Since the Mitzvah's purification requires an offering as well, so obviously it has to be done during the day and not at night. Why this special pasuk to teach us specifically about a Mitzvah? That's what they ask on Rashi. And they answered different answers. There's an anonymous Tzivtzei Chachomim. He just writes, Motosi, I found an explanation that because the Mitzvah's purification is different from most Korbonis, I might have thought that the law is also different, that it could be brought at night, unlike all other Korbonis. But the Rebbe, according to Rashi, the question doesn't even begin. That pasuk about korbonis, Rashi doesn't agree that in the pshuto shel mikro, the word bayoim comes to exclude bringing korbonis at night, that they mustn't be brought at night. Based on that pasuk, where Rashi does not bring, by the way, the Torah's Koinim and the Gemara, that korbonis may not be brought at night based on the word bayoim in that pasuk, Rashi doesn't bring that. So according to Rashi, Torah has not yet excluded korbonis from being brought at night. So therefore there's no question, why must we have a special pasuk about Torah that it should be done only by day and not at night? Why not? Korbonis could be brought at night too, as far as we know till now. So Torah has to teach us that in the case of the Mitzvah, the whole purification must be done during the day and not at night. So the question on Rashi doesn't even begin. Now we can understand also why Rashi explains the Gemara, where the Gemara derives that the purification of the Mitzvah must be done in daytime and not at night. The Mishnah says in Masechta Megillah, it lists a whole lot of different things which are meant to be done during the day and not at night. And the Mishnah says, Kol Ayoim Kosher, the entire day period is kosher for the following mitzvahs, and one of them is Letaras HaMitzvah, to purify the Mitzvah. Rashi there adds a comment. You know what Gemara means? How do we know that the daytime is kosher for purifying a Mitzvah? And the Gemara derives it from the word Beyoim. How do we know that, as Rashi says, What did the Gemara mean in saying the entire daytime is kosher for the purification of the Mitzvah? It means taking the sprig of hyssop, sending the bird to fly out into the field, etc. Why does Rashi have to add all that? The Pasuk says clearly what Taharas HaMetzora is, how you purify a Metzora. So why does Rashi have to bring these details? On the other hand, Rashi omits mentioning the Korbonus which a Metzora has to bring. And third of all, Rashi brings this comment that Taharas HaMetzora means the birds and the hyssop, etc. He brings it on the Gemara's question, where do we know it from? And the Gemara's answer is that it's from the word biyoim. Why doesn't he bring it right away when the Mishnah says that the daytime is kosher for Taharas HaMetzora? What do we mean? For sending the birds and taking the hyssop and the purple, the scarlet thread, etc. Why doesn't he say it there? But Rashi means to answer that question. The Gemara's method of learning is that when it says Bayoim, it means to exclude Lilo, means to exclude the night time. According to that, we have already learned earlier in Parshat Tav, Bayoim Tavoyset Bnei Yisrael Ovis Korbanayim Bar Sinai, that the mitzvah bringing Korban is meant to be done during the day. So if the Mishnah was referring to that the whole day is kosher for purifying a Mitzvah, in the sense that it's kosher for bringing the Korbonis, only daytime and not nighttime, the Gemara wouldn't ask, where do we know it from? We know it from the general rule about Korbonis, that they can only be brought in the daytime and not in the nighttime. So there would be no need for a special pasuk in the case of Mitzvah to teach us that it's only valid during the daytime, exactly as those Meforshim asked on Rashi. But in Rashi and Chumash, it's not a question. Because according to Rashi and Chumash, that word Biyoim doesn't exclude Laila. Here, however, in the Gemishnah and the Gemara, where we're following the method of Halacha, and according to the method of Halacha, the word Biyoim concerning Korbonis does exclude bringing korbanos in the night time. If so, the Gemara has a question. When the Gemara says, how do we know that you cannot purify a mitzvah at night? So Rashi has to say, you know what the Gemara is asking about? How do you know you can't send the bird free? How do you know you can't take the hyssop and the scarlet thread? But not that the Gemara is asking about the korbanos, because the korbanos is clear from before that you can only bring them during the daytime and not in the nighttime. The Gemara wouldn't ask. The Gemara is asking about those other things which are involved in purifying a mitzvah, which the Torah did not yet teach us must be, that they must be during the day and not at night. And they are derived, according to the Mishnah and the Gemara, from the word biyoim, which is mentioned here. Those Torahs, now, the Rebbe proceeds to teach us a halachic difference between Rashi's method, the way Rashi learned Pshuto Shel Mikra, and the way is derived in the Mishnah and the Gemara. We noticed that when the Mishnah and the Gemara talk about purifying a Mitzvah during the day, they use the term, all day one can purify a Mitzvah, in the positive. When Rashi talks about purifying the Mitzvah during the daytime, he uses the negative, that melamed she'ein mitarin oistoy balayla, that teaches us that we don't purify a mitzvah at night time. What's the difference? Says the Rebbe, there is a period of time which is neither day nor night, and that is twilight. twilight, there's a general discussion whether it's partially day and partially night, or it's both, or it's neither. Assuming that twilight is neither day nor night, and there are very specific differences in halacha if it's not considered day and night, now we have a difference about the mitzvah. What if the purification of the mitzvah was done at twilight? If we learn that the daytime is kosher for purifying a mitzvah, then twilight is not daytime anymore. So if you use the positive, you're excluding twilight. But according to Rashi, that we're learning from the negative, she'ein mitarin oistoi balaylo, we don't purify the mitzvah at night. Well, twilight is not night, so it would be okay. So, this is the difference between the way Rashi formulates it and the way the Torah's Kohenim and the Gemara formulate it. According to the Gemara and the Torah's Kohenim, we learn the exclusion of night from the word Bayoim. So that means that anything that's not Yoim is disqualified. Twilight is also disqualified. But according to Rashi, we don't learn the disqualification of night from the term Bayoim, only from the word Zoistia Torah Sametzoira. That teach us, Melameh, that teach us that nighttime is no good. Therefore, according to Rashi, twilight would also be okay according to Pshuto Shel Mikra. And finally, the Rebbe teaches us a deeper insight in Pnimius Soinyonim according to Kabbalah and the Chassidus in the idea of introducing the Parsha with the words Zois Tihye Toiras HaMetzoira. Rashi learns it as to exclude night from the word Beyoim. That these words tell us that Beyoim excludes night. But according to the Alter Rebbe, before we go into the Alter Rebbe's Pirush, it's important to note that the Rebbe brought earlier from the Or HaChaim HaKodesh that it would seem that the words Zois, Tia, Torah, Tamez, Torah are bechlal redundant. It could have said simply, O V'chi Yitar Hamez, Torah, Mitzoratoi, when the leper will be cleansed, his body will be free of his leprosy, just like it says, Ki Yitar Hazov Mizdoivoi. When the person with the discharge will be cleansed from his discharge, without mentioning anything about day and anything about a Torah. So those words seem to be superfluous. Now the Alter Rebbe says, in Lekut Torah and Parshas Mitzoyro, he explains, the word Mitzoyro is a combination of Moitzi Ra or Moitzi Shem Ra, meaning that he takes the Shemois, the names, the letters of purity and Kedusha, and he takes them out of the realm of Kedusha and he puts them in the realm of Tumah, of Klipa. What must he do in order to rectify that? He must increase in letters and words, in kelim, in vehicles, in channels for an extra light of Kedusha. What are those channels? They are the letters and the words of Torah. Zois tia Torah samitzoyroh. This is the way the mitzoyroh will purify himself through Torah. Through his Torah study, he brings about a profusion of letters and words, holy letters and words, not only holy, but in fact, names of the Eibishter, because as Ramban says in his introduction to his commentary on Chumash, he says, Kol ha-Torah kulo shmois tov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The entire Torah in different configurations and permutations consists of names of the Eibishter. Every word. So when a Mitzvah learns Torah, he draws down all these names and letters of Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu back into the world of Kedusha. That's what purifies him. It's true that in order to finalize his purification, he must come to the Kohen and he must go through the entire rite of purification as is described in the Pasuk. But in order to be cured of his tzaras, he needs Torah. Torah is what brings Torah is the antidote to his taking the names and the words and the letters of Kedusha into the realm of Tumah. Torah counteracts that by bringing letters and words and names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the realm of Kedusha. Now, the Kohen has an additional role here. Not only the rite of purification, but the fact that it's done through a Kohen, because the Kohen is the one who's able to draw down Oir Abo, the light of Chochmah, which for our purposes means an atmosphere, an attitude of humility, of bittul, of self-abnegation, which is the opposite of the atmosphere which the Mitzvah brought on himself and around him. So he needs the atmosphere of the Kohen. The Kohen should be involved in his purification. But getting back, the basic cleansing of Tzaras is through Torah, and that's why Torah, the Pasha begins, Zoistia Torah Samitzvah.